My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
It is about to be week three, year three, for Brian Daboll and the New York Giants. Okay, Shane Daboll took over a few years ago, year three, first year they made the postseason. The idea that this franchise should consider making a change. And I'm not talking about right now. I'm talking about period, at the end of the year. Like, oh, if the Giants fall apart. No, it's ridiculous. The dumbest thing the New York Giants could do, BT, would be to think about firing Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, for that matter. The combination needs to say they need stability. I know what's happened so far was pathetic in week one. I saw improvement from week one to week two. But the loss in week two, unacceptable. Can't have that happen the way that it did. But it shouldn't be automatically going to the next thing and already talking about firing Daboll or Shane and starting a new regime. To me, that would be the biggest mistake the Giants could make.
I don't think it would be automatic if Daboll wasn't complicating this with his personality. See, that's what's accelerating this, Sal. And that's what I think people are missing. It's not just, well, the team's not that good, and they're not. You know, they're not. And by the way, as a quick aside, like, you know, you take a Mets manager, you take a Yankees manager, you take the Knicks, you take the Rangers. You know, maybe the Nets have a little more patience. Maybe the Isles have a little more patience. Maybe the Devils do. But and no disrespect to those teams, but the staple teams in our city, you take a manager or coach, if they come out with a good year one, and then they basically fall apart, we'd be saying the same thing. Like, the notion that this is unfair to Daboll is insane to me. They're not good.
To me, it's not even about being unfair to Daboll. It's about being smart or stupid as a franchise. They've done the same thing year after year after year. Hire a guy that they believe in. He fails, immediately they fire him. And this is an organization that used to have great stability and patience. And now it's every other year they're changing things. This is not the regime to be changing or thinking about changing in year three. I really don't care how bad it's going to get. Now, I've seen enough in the first 2 years and even the first 2 weeks of the season to still believe in Daboll. Shane, different story, and I think that has to play out a little bit longer. But I believe the Giants will right the ship and not be the worst team in the league. Even if they are, BT, I still think they have to ride it out. There is no answer. Stability can go a long way. Patience can go a long way. I know fans are frustrated and they're annoying or annoyed with the way that things have gone on here. That is annoying, watching your team continue to lose it the way that they've been doing it. Daboll's the right guy. The Giants have to stick to their guns here and be patient despite the outside noise or despite some of the blowback because of that personality in the media. Dable's the right guy. They can't. It would be a huge mistake if they decided to let him go at the end of the year.
Let me ask you this, Sal. So, not necessarily the Commanders game, okay? But, you know, generally, week to week, the Giants come out of the tunnel to play a game. Who are the two best players coming out of the tunnel?
Well, right now, Dexter Lawrence and Neighbors, probably.
Okay, and Andrew Thomas, right?
Well, Thomas, yeah.
Okay, Andrew Thomas, not a Shane guy. Dexter Lawrence, not a Shane guy. Malik Neighbors, a Shane guy, going to be a superstar. He nailed that. But it's Shane's roster. I mean, and obviously the Gettleman decision with Daniel Jones, exacerbated by the extension.
The biggest players are Gettleman's players, right?
Yeah, Lawrence, no, that's what
Thomas,
I'm saying. Yeah.
So yeah. It's Shane's roster, but the most impactful players.
Yep.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think that this is easy to dissect. I give you that, and I've said it a million times, and I'm going to keep saying it. I think that Brian Daboll 2.0 is going to be really good. I just don't know if it's going to be here. Like the thing. Let me ask you this.
But don't you believe in stability?
I do. I definitely do. No doubt. I don't believe in blind stability. I think you've got to look at each situation, and there are elements of this situation specific to the Giants where I can get behind what you're saying. That's why every time we talk about this, I'm a little conflicted because I think that Shane could be the guy, but I'm not sure. I think I actually have more faith that Daboll could be a really good head coach, but I'm pretty sure that combustible personality is going to be a problem. It was last year.
Well, to who?
Do you
think it's a problem to the players?
Coaches.
See, because the number one thing for me would be that personality, if he had that combustible personality and the players tuned out. They didn't want to hear it. He's riding them too hard, and they tune him out. That's the problem. What he says to Pat Leonard or Jordan Ronan, like, that doesn't, or whoever.
I don't care too much about that either. Okay. I agree with you on that.
But I think that's where a lot of this is coming from.
Yes, but what's the origin of it? If you think about it, what's the origin of it? The first, what was the worst, maybe the worst, but also definitely the first. What was the first flare like, wow, all right, man, he was really good in year one, but there's some stuff going on here underneath the surface that we didn't necessarily know about. What was that first flare?
What, the wink stuff?
The wink stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And then, by the way, there was a reason why I don't think a lot of DCs that were highly coveted wanted to come here. I think that people, whether it's right, wrong, indifferent, partially true, whatever, that's why I use the word immaterial.
Yeah.
It's almost immaterial. Right now, specific to the way the Giants have perceived from the outside, it's a little rough around the edges there, and I'm okay with that. It doesn't have to be. Matter of fact, I hate this. Let me hold your hand. I love what the Titans coach did to Will Levis over there. What the bleep are you doing?
Right.
And then he went back to the podium yesterday. He said, he's a grown man.
Yeah.
Learn from it. Get over it. You know the school that I'm from, and I know the school that you're from. But I think that now, Daboll, as much as he is, I think, an asset as a coach, he is a little bit problematic as a personality.
But that doesn't mean that they should consider firing. And again, I'm not talking about right now.
No, obviously.
Like, the idea that we could even be talking about this yet again with this franchise is ridiculous to me, especially with a guy who proved that he can coach. Year one, he proved it, taking Daniel Jones to the postseason and winning a playoff game. That was on Brian Daboll. Also, when I look at this team, I look at a roster that is thin. So they're up against it to begin with in year three. That, to me, is more of an assessment on Joe Shane than it is Brian Daboll. And it's a combination of the two. But point is, that should be the combination moving forward. Like, you want to question them, and we have, for sticking with Daniel Jones, drove me up a wall, still has. I hate that decision by them because it's not usual where you have a new GM and a new head coach with a holdover quarterback.
It's strange.
Especially one that has, you know, failed multiple times and is now 60, whatever it may be. Point is, I just hope that for the Giants' sake, my biggest issue is this. The Giants themselves, within that organization, I think Paul Schwartz had a good article in the Post today talking about they can't let the outside noise creep in to the blood and the veins of that locker room, meaning the stuff that everybody's saying, whether it's on social media, whether it's on talk radio.
And that applies for everybody.
Right, but you don't want to let that negativity seep in that locker room because then you really have a problem. Well, the Giants organization needs to stand strong here. And despite the blowback of some reporters or some of the fans and talking about Daboll and the criticism, that would be the dumbest thing that they could do. I believe in Shane, and certainly I believe in Brian Daboll. And at the very least, I believe in giving them a fair chance.
Yeah.
It's year three.
Yeah.
Let it play out here.
I really, and we'll get to these calls coming up. I love the stability notion. I truly do. The Giants got away from that. That's one of the things that made the Giants, that inner stability and cohesion where they really, I don't want to say that they didn't incorporate what the fan base was saying even and it got very loud, with, and it's always going to be loud with social media. But for a long time, the Giants, like the Yankees, we scream, you know, about Cashman and this and that, get rid of Hicks. They don't care. They just go about what they think is right, whether it is or not. They stick to their script, and you got to respect that. The Giants, I understand why you would say that. And as a general premise, Sal, I'm with you, and I'm hoping that this thing turns. The problem is, I think it's too much on your part, blind faith.
Well, I don't think it's blind faith.
I mean, or too much elevation of 1 year.
Fair. That's fair, what I mean. But that's
not blind faith. Right. I don't mean blind, because there was
believing
blind
in him
faith
too quickly.
Would be no success. Right. No, he had success. Right. So I take that back. Not blind faith, but I think it's a little heightened on whether it's you or others who are all in on Dable and Chain. 1 year was fun. It wasn't amazing. It was good, and it was fun. Year two was bad. Year three looks worse. There's more bad evidence than good.
But you could just feel it, right? You feel the groundswell of, here we go again.
I do.
It's starting to rise, and it's starting to get louder. And the more that they lose, the louder it's going to get. And they're going to try to force change. And I just think if the Giants cave to that, where, again, they have to go with what they believe in. They believed in Shannon Dable so much that they hired him. I believe that Dable's the right guy to turn this thing around. And you just feel like, right or wrong, that's just what I believe.
Sure, sure.
But you feel like the groundswell is going to get to a point where it might impact the Giants' decision. And what I'm saying is, ignore that. Stick to your guns believing in Shane and Dable, and the thought of replacing those two guys at this particular point or at the end of the season, to me, would be ridiculous. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind, and a big mistake, I should say, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Zach is in Monroe, New Jersey. What's up, Zach?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I just quickly want to talk about how the Giants need to let Shane and Dable, they gotta let it ride out. I mean, even if they have a really bad year, and I'm talking like two wins, and I'm a big Giants fan, I really don't see where the wins are going to come from. But they gotta let it ride out, because they never had their quarterback. I think if they could go get a quarterback, whether that's Jalen Milrow, Cam Ward, Carson Beck, whoever it is, you give them a new outlook with the offense, because I think Jones is so limited. But I think they got to let it ride out. I've seen Shermer, Judge, those guys weren't it. I feel something different with Dable. I feel like he can turn it around. I mean, just look at last year, what he did with Tommy DeVito. I don't think there's a lot of coaches that could have done that.
Yeah, and look, last year, and thank you for the call,
Zach. Good call.
You know, it really is not just 1 year, BT. It's certainly not blind faith, and I know that there could be a bit of an overreaction just to, well, he got to the playoffs with Daniel Jones, but it's not just that. Last year, even with the turmoil of, you know, him and Wink or whatever, I saw a team that we watched and thought, oh my God, this team might win 2-3 games. They righted the ship, and those are important things that you could say, well, it hurt them as far as the draft pick standing. Sure, but it was important to me to see stabilization within that season, saying, all right, at least I saw some coaching take place here and winning some games where, again, I can believe in it. Now, it's only 2 weeks this year. I saw improvement from week one to week two, but eventually you're going to have to start to see some results. You're going to have to win some games. You can't go, you know, 1-16 or 0-2 or whatever it may be.
Yeah, yeah.
So the season can play out, and I do believe that they are going to win some of these games that we look at right now saying unwinnable. But they actually have to go out there and do it. But there is something that I've seen and felt from Dable that is on, like, McAdoofus or Judge or Shermer. I just believe
in Dable. I agree with that. This is what makes it tough. I agree with you. Let me just throw this at you. And I hate to paint it this way, but I didn't start the conversation, so.
Right.
Although I was early on it because of the personality
Well,
stuff,
you were saying, right, you were talking about the hot
over the
seat.
Summer.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
And never a football thing. But let's just say the year goes the way I think I and many anticipate that it will go. Let's say
under 5 wins.
I'm going to say 5-12. 5-12, 4-13. All right. There's some more contentious press conference. Again, I don't really care too much about that. I don't care if he, you know, undresses a reporter, provided it's not a woman it's not, you know, degrading.
You don't mean literally, obviously.
No, I don't. Right. But, you know, I mean, you can light somebody. I have no problem with that, but when it's not backed up with good performances, that's where it becomes untenable. So I'm not reacting to the stuff with Pat as much as I am the
and I don't
the
think
play.
It was just Pat, but yeah, go ahead.
And Jordan Renaud and the other
whoever,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, whomever. But if they are 5-12-ish or 4-13-ish, and you got a few more of these flare-ups, and he is fired. This is an important question to me. Think he's hired next year by another team?
As a head coach,
yes.
Maybe he gets a year.
Or yeah, something. Maybe.
You know, you've seen that. I do think he'd be hired again eventually. Yes,
as a head coach.
I do believe
he might be, and he probably would deserve to, you know, to have that chance.
And who
chance.
The hell knows with the way that they hire coaches now? Like,
I know. But
guys get one shot, they're set up to fail, they fail, and then that's it. They can't get an opportunity.
It does help that he's offensive. He's not young, so maybe right. that he's not old, but that maybe he's not youngish, like the model. So I don't know that he'd get hired, you know, in you know, 2 years. I don't think he get hired right away. Belichick's out there. Mike Vrabel's out there. Maybe right. the hot college coach is out there. So there's, I hate that it's not even October 1 and we're talking about this. But understand, Brian Daboll created these problems himself. And I think to not acknowledge that is flat out wrong. And it's not the interactions with the press conference. It's the Wink stuff. It's the Kafka stuff. It's the name a coach whose GM says, man, something's so wrong here, I got to slip on headphones and see what's going on. Like, that's not normal on game day.
Yeah,
that's not common.
I look at Wink as more the problem last year. Now, we'll see if it's proven to be Wink or if Daboll has other issues as well. Look, can't deny that there were issues last year. I just don't know. To me, I believe that was more on Wink than on Daboll. Ray is in Babylon. What's up, Ray?
Hi. The question comes down to whether you trust Daboll and whether you trust Shane. And I'm a Jet fan, you know, that's well known. But the bottom line is, look at the Jet circus in comparison for a blueprint on how not to behave. Stick with Jones until the rest of the season. Don't do the Mike White, Zach Wilson flip-flop where he's your guy, then he's not your guy. Where Sal lost total trust of the fan base because he says one thing and he performs another way on the field. Daboll's reputation coming into the Giants was what? What is Daboll known for?
Well, developing quarterbacks, right.
Quarterbacks,
exactly.
Josh Allen. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Right. How's so Josh Allen doing without him?
Year?
It's fine.
Pardon?
How's Josh Allen doing without
him?
Yeah,
you know, some of that comes down to... Go ahead, Ray.
I'm sorry, pardon me. I'm so sorry. The only point I want to make is the following.
Good, Ray.
Next year, I think it's safe to say Jones is gone.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay? We're gonna get a new quarterback, right?
Right.
Who is in the best position to develop a new quarterback
Bingo.
Next
See,
year?
See, Ray, that's an excellent point. Thank you for the call. And there's much more to the conversation. We'll get to that as the hour goes on here. We got a lot to get into today. We'll do the baseball. We'll go around the league a little bit. Last night, thrilling Monday Night Football game. But there is more to the conversation. And I'm not just saying that it would be stupid for the Giants to think about firing Daboll at the end of the year because I believe in Daboll for what he did in year one and kind of getting the team back on track in year two. There's more to it moving ahead as well. You want a guy who's going to be a quarterback developer and offensive man. We haven't seen him do it here with a young quarterback yet. Outside of Jones year one, he took Daniel Jones what he was, which was a mess, and limited the turnovers, made the most of what Jones can do while running the football, and got them to the postseason. Now, obviously, BT, they got to do it again. Last year, you could say, well, he was injured. Well, if Jones is healthy this year, nobody thinks that Daniel Jones is great. Obviously, the Giants themselves don't think that. Jones himself doesn't think that he's great, which is part of the problem. But they got to win some football games here. Can't be excuses. Can't just be, well, Dallas is better, Philadelphia is better, Cleveland is 7-point. Got to win some football
Vikings.
Games here.
Vikings.
Yeah. I believe that he will. And then beyond that, because of what Dable's done in his career as a coordinator,
yeah.
I also think he's the right guy for the job.
Yeah, I don't know that. Like, I'm just going to be very honest. I don't know that I've ever been quite so torn with like this type of a discussion where, and I hate to flip-flop, but I'm not. You know where I stand. He's got to tighten up his person. He's got to soften what he presents, all right? But I see the other side. I truly do.
Let me ask you, though.
I truly do.
Do you think...
Like, I don't think Robert Saleh's ever going to be a good coach.
Correct.
Like, I really don't. Yeah. I think Brian Daboll will.
Okay. Do you think Daboll has to soften his approach or win? Because and obviously I know he's got to win eventually, but my point is,
if he wins,
do you still think he's got to soften the approach?
No, we're more tolerant of that. There's a reason why a Belichick or a Saban down in Tuscaloosa, somebody was there, or you know any other big coach, you know Parcells would do whatever he wanted to these pres. You know now Bill was fun, and you know he was a totally different presentation than Belichick. But when you win, you know you got the juice to. I don't want to say do whatever you want, but you can kind of, you know, create the script and I guess follow it how you want. When you lose, you know, I don't want to say that you have to conform to, like, you can't be a robot. You've got to be true to who you are. But it's amplified and it's made worse when you don't win and people now kind of view you as either unlikable or combustible or a little erratic emotionally, whatever. However certain people perceive Brian Daboll, if you don't win, it's over.
Can't have both. I agree with you there. But I think all he's got to do is one thing. Win.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We started the show talking about the Giants. We got a lot to get into. We'll have Jermaine Illuminor coming up at 11:10. Baldinger coming up at 12:40. So we got a lot to get to here, BT, as we're just getting started. But before the break, we talked about, well, what's out there? And the popular sentiment, and this is, I think, one of the main reasons why there's talk about eventual change with this Giants regime, because Bill Belichick's out there. And everybody, to me, that's lazy. You know how Tiki said, well, Jet fans are lazy about the roster or whatever it may be?
Mm-hmm.
The lazy narrative is, well, Belichick's out there. And because Belichick was a great defensive coordinator under Parcells years ago with the Giants, and because he's always had an infatuation with the organization and the history of it, that it's an easy match. Lazy. Look at what New England has done without Belichick in 2 weeks. They look much more competent than they have in the last several years. And now I'm a Belichick apologist. I love Bill Belichick. Brady versus Belichick, I'm siding with Belichick every time, even though Brady went elsewhere and won a Super Bowl. And Belichick, obviously, it got bad in New England. I wanted the Atlanta Falcons, team I grew up rooting for, to hire Bill Belichick. They didn't. And even then, I understood it. Bill Belichick is not the answer. He's not what you want. Not right now. Not with the Giants. Maybe you want to tell me with the Cowboys situation, if they falter, Belichick goes there and can get them over the hump to win a Super Bowl. That's a different story. Building a program, which is what you would be doing here with the Giants, developing, drafting, and developing a quarterback, Belichick has failed at that many times over in recent years, post-Tom Brady. So Belichick is not the answer either, and nor is it going to happen. So let that go. To me, that's the biggest issue here. Everybody's seeing Belichick looming,
yep,
and they think this is, you know, 1990 again. It's not. Belichick, look at New England without Belichick. It seems like it's freshened up there, and they're playing better than they were under Belichick.
Well, I mean, let's see where they finish up here. I mean, they just pick third in the draft? Yep. I mean, without Belichick, it's like they picked 27th.
Right, but they've already won a game. They could have won two games. Last year, would they win all? I mean, they had the third pick in the draft. They couldn't win a game last year, it felt like.
Yeah, no.
They were non-competitive.
Understood. Listen, but I mean, think about the way it ended for Tom Landry. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way it goes. I mean, generally, look at Greg Popovich. I mean, when it's over and suddenly the talent is no longer there, I don't care who you are. You could be Parcells, you could be Landry, right, you could be Bill, you could be Lombardi. You know, if he would have hung around long enough and he was in the modern NFL, you know, you're going to look bad. I think that.
You think Parcells, though, ever had? I know you and I love Parcells.
We
love getting into this conversation.
Yep.
Would he have ended the way, like, it didn't end the way that it did with the Patriots when Belichick?
No.
Like, Parcells went to a new program, built it up, got to a point where either took him to the Super Bowl or said, this is as far as I could take him, and then left or retired, whatever, multiple times over. But with Belichick, and I think Belichick's the greatest coach I've ever seen.
So do I.
But do you think he's the right guy now?
I do. I've always said that. I remember saying that to Tiki years ago, when it started to just, you know, peter out a little bit with the Pats and the Giants were a mess. And again, I don't mean today, just for clarity purposes.
I mean, like, with this Giants
season,
where the Giants organization is at,
I
end
do.
Of the year.
I do. I absolutely do. You take a brilliant mind like Bill Belichick, and that's obviously, I mean, everybody's going to agree with that, and a man who was so structured, and the Giants need structure. That's been, and you know, a lot of teams need structure. Like, the Panthers need structure. Bad teams need structure. He brings that right away. And now you incorporate that brilliance, that experience, the structure, and this, and I can't quantify this drive on the part of Belichick to reward the only franchise that he truly reveres, which is the Giants. Oh, hell yeah, I'd take Belichick.
Oh, God, I just think it would be a terrible, terrible hire now.
No, but why? Because you think that he can't adapt to the modern NFL? You think he's done?
I think it's time. I don't think it's the right time.
But why?
Because the Giants are so far away from me. Like, I would only hire Belichick. And again, I wanted him to a certain extent, but I actually understood why Atlanta didn't hire him. But think about it. Belichick didn't get a job. Greatest head coach in the history of the sport. Mm-hmm. Didn't get a job, and he wanted to get back in.
Or he just read the Giants situation and rolled the dice and said, you know what? I'm going to kind of repackage myself here on TV and doing pods and come across as more of a human being, and then I'll take the Giants job.
He wanted the Atlanta job and didn't get it.
Really want it?
I mean,
or was he creating interest?
No, I think he wanted the job.
But we
and
don't
got
know.
Turned down.
I know, but we don't know if he would have taken it.
Also, from Belichick's perspective, would you rather be with the Giants and their illustrious history, or go with the Dallas Cowboys and their history and try to get them, a team that is significantly more talented, over the hump to win a Super Bowl?
I'd rather go to the team that means more to me. And Sal,
win a Super Bowl?
Well, you don't know that you can't win a Super Bowl with the Giants. How do you know that?
He's not thinking that.
The great ones don't lower the bar. He's thinking that I'll completely change it. I mean, if he's thinking this at all, and right, I'm going to be the savior to get the Giants back to where they were. It's like the way you, and myself, but right, I'll use you, it's the way you revere this station.
Right.
Like, you always wanted to be on WFAN.
Yeah.
And there's no parallel because we created the medium and we're the number one sports station in the country. But if there was a parallel, take another great station, one of the other top two, the Boston or whatever other state, mm-hmm, the Ticket in Dallas, whatever it might be, it's still greatness, but If you had a chance to save WFAN or WEEI, WEEI had a better roster, where are you going?
How much
you,
am I making?
Yeah, I hear you. It doesn't matter these days. I got you, man.
No, no, no.
But you're coming here because of what it means to you.
Yeah, I understood. I don't think that's the case with Belichick. I also don't think it's apples to apples. You look at two things. Number one, I don't believe Belichick would choose the Giants over the Cowboys if presented the opportunity.
But I do.
That to me is a side note. The Giants shouldn't be choosing Belichick. That to me would be the mistake. Dable in this particular case, and nobody would ever say that he's going to be a better coach than Belichick. Like, that's asinine. But at this particular time, I think the Giants are better suited for a guy who's an offensive guy first, a guy who's been proven to work with quarterbacks well and try to develop that and dig them out of the abyss that they've been in for the last decade, as opposed to, oh, well, Bill Belichick was the greatest of all time, ignoring what he did at the end of his run in New England and try to have him be the savior. I think that would be a terrible mistake.
No, I'm just want to make sure we're talking about the same guy. The offensive, you know, the brilliant offensive mind who saw Daniel Jones throw 15 touchdowns a couple of years ago. You know, the brilliant offensive mind who last year came out and got a donut at home, 40-zip against Dallas. And again, I don't want to start, you know, taking these shots at Dable, but let's stop overstating this brilliant offensive mind.
Right.
I mean, I'm never going to be such a jerk to say that you or I could have, you know, had success with Josh Allen, but Josh Allen's amazing, man. I mean, I think if you would have taken an average offensive coordinator, I think that he would have had success. Maybe not to that extent, but he would have absolutely encountered success with Josh. Josh Allen's different. Josh Allen is a Hall of Famer. So unless you're completely incompetent, which Dable is nowhere near being, you were going to encounter success with him. I mean, Daniel Jones threw 15 touchdowns.
Right.
We're making it seem like he came out and he threw 37 touchdowns for 4,900 yards, and he was like second in the MVP. Let's tone it down. I mean, my goodness gracious, week to week, the Giants could barely score.
Who do you trust more to develop a quarterback, Dable or Belichick?
Who do I trust more to win?
To develop,
Belichick.
Well, I mean, he won four games a year
ago. I understand that. Okay, come on.
Look at Landry
at the end. Sal, that's being overly selective. You're omitting 19 years of amazingness and highlighting three down years.
Belichick's going to be 73 by the time this team will hire
him. I know.
What do you think? He's got 3 years to build up the Giants?
I do.
Oh,
I do. Just like I got three, just like I know that Pitino's got 3 years to build up St. John's, like 70. If we sit here and say.
I love Belichick. 40s, I don't want to make this anti-Belichick. I don't think he's the right guy here.
But if we want to say 30s to do, or 40s to do 30, 50 to do 40, and you know what? Times change. Now, Belichick doesn't project youthfully like a Pitino who, you know, who's wearing white suits and is dapper like the Don. But just because he's 70 something doesn't mean that he's not equipped to do the job. He is a mastermind. And the other fundamental, and God, I already know how this is going to be presented. Oh, Tierney wants the Giants to hire Belichick tomorrow. No, I'm not saying that.
Digital team, get on that.
Yeah, exactly. They're already pecking away on that keyboard, buddy. Like they got you yesterday with Sauce. Sauce is overrated. Yeah. I guess it's my day to get banged around. I think that Dable can be the guy. I'm less sure, I'm less committed to him than you, and I'm absolutely more committed to Belichick than you, if it comes to that.
Matt is calling from Long Island. What's up, Matt?
Maddie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. So I hear you guys talking about the head coach and GM being a duo all the time. Sal, if you are picking a quarterback next year, are you trusting Shane to take that quarterback? I understand you think Dable can develop him.
I trust Dable. I trust Dable's input. It's a great question. I trust Dable's input along with Shane. And also, I can't really say I don't trust him because I don't have anything to go based off of with these guys. The only decision that they made as far as it goes with the quarterback was to extend Daniel Jones. And I really believe that a large part of that, and thank you for the call, Matt, was because of the owner. Now, it was a mistake, whether it's the owner, whether it's Shane, whether it's Dable, it was a mistake. I didn't love it at the time. I understood it because of what they did their first year here together, but I didn't love it. But do I trust Joe Shane? No, period. I don't trust Joe Shane because I don't know yet about him.
Yeah.
We don't know. It's too early. It's been 2 years plus two games to see Joe Shane put his imprint on what this team could be. But if I trust anybody of the two, I trust Brian Dable more so than I do Shane. So, yeah, I'd like to see what this combo can do with a new quarterback.
Which I get. And which I respect, and which I don't think is nuts. I really don't. There's obviously a little nuance in this conversation because we're projecting forward with the Giants, but And I want your answer coming up next year. I want to make sure you can really expand on this. Don't give it to me now. Think about this, and we'll do it coming up next. We'll do a lot of other stuff. But BT and Sal, get back to the calls. 888-808-1019. So Sal has dug in. You heard what I just said about Belichick. By the way, even Mike Vrabel, I would be very open to, what I think is amazing from a Giants perspective, if they make a change. But you are in on Dable, and I get that. But would you still be in on Dable if they lose a ton and it's a week-to-week, you know, jousting match with the media? Like, is there anything that you can see this year? And I respect where you stand now, and I'm kind of with you now with Dable. But I seem to have more limits than you. Are you riding this no matter what? I need to get that to me is the real question. I need that answer, and we'll do it coming up. Hey, by the way, my boy Sal hit that Falcons game last night.
Told you. I actually did bet the money line, too.
Oh, nice. What was it at? Plus what, 170? I didn't even see
it. No, it was more than that. I was like, I forget.
Was it that much?
I thought it was over.
Plus 200.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, Patty's always on top of this. Good call. Saquon with the drop. Giant fans love that.
That was gratifying. Yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit,
too. We definitely will. So, breathe in, breathe out, baby. Breathe in, breathe out, Sally boy.
Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Boyle, you like Bush?
Love Bush.
Yeah, BT and Sal on the fan. All right, BT, so before the break, I didn't know if they were, he's young. I remember playing that CD in the 90s. So
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Was born. Oh, love that album in particular. Yeah, right. All right, so you asked me before the break.
Oh, you meant the band.
Yeah, Boyle, come on. It's, come on, Pat. What is with this guy?
You said,
we got the point across. You didn't need to further the point. Anyway, all right, let's get back to it. So you were talking about before the break, is there a record that would change my mind as far as, you know, the Giants, if they win three games, would I then consider firing Dable? My answer is no. Now, if it went, like, if the Giants won two games and there was, it felt dysfunction, which I don't feel myself, I don't feel like they're a dysfunctional franchise right now. That would change things.
Well, they were a dysfunctional franchise last year.
See, I don't think so. I think they had one rogue bad apple who didn't like that Dable. Wink Martindale, and this is just my opinion. I don't know anything. I'm not talking to anybody. I believe Wink Martindale was frustrated that not only things were going wrong, but that he was not the guy. Here's a lifelong coordinator who's probably wondering why he didn't get a head coaching opportunity, looks at Dable like he's better than Dable. What has this guy accomplished? I'm better than him. Defense is the strength. This offense is killing us. I think those were all feelings that Wink Martindale was having, which then surfaced, and he started disrespecting the head coach, and Dable had to put him in his
place. What was the issue with Kafka?
Yeah, well, I don't think there was an issue with
Kafka. No, there
was. He's still here.
I understand that.
What's the issue?
And by the way, not many coaches want to come and be the DC for Dable.
Here. No, he may not want him. I understand.
I mean, somebody's going to take the job.
But he was a well-regarded defensive coordinator. Yeah, but if nobody wanted the job, like, I think that is also overblown. So the big issue, though, was Dable and Wink. So anyway, I don't think there's dysfunction. Now, I also believe the Giants are still going to win six, maybe even seven games. I know it's hard to imagine that now. Mm-hmm. Things happen. You've seen the NFL year. If I believe in Dable, and I do, then I believe the Giants will coach their way to some victories here, maybe starting with this week. Now, at some point, they actually have to start to win. But to answer your question, if the Giants go, you know, 2-15 or, you know, 3-14, even with that bad record, as long as I see some sense of stability and reason to believe in the coaching, then I still will not make a change. I don't think it's just about the record. I think it's got to be a lot more than that.
Okay, and that's what worries me, because I would agree it shouldn't just be about the record. That's too much of a, of course, that's going to be the main focus, right, but it can't be the singular focus. It's got to be a culture thing, and I think the players like Dable, and if that starts to change, well, not only is it going to be over for Dable, it's over for any coach once you lose a locker room. I don't think
if he lost a locker room, that's the end.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm not in the locker room, so I'm not even equipped to comment on that.
Well, Jermaine Illuminor is. We'll talk to him at 11:10.
Yeah, and we'll have him every week, every Tuesday here with BT and Sal, and he debuted last week. He was fantastic, really a deep thinker, local kid. Yep. He'll expand on what's going on for sure, but I think that is interesting, where what you just said, no matter what, you know, outside of just completely obvious toxicity that nobody could ignore, that you wouldn't make a change, and I would. And not just if they lose, but if things don't tighten up a little bit and there's a coach like Belichick or Vrabel, I'm gonna have to do something about that.
So here's why I would believe in Dable still, even with that. I look at this team, and I don't believe they're talented enough Like, when we go into each week, the reason to me why they're underdogs is because of the roster, not because of the head coach. So there's only so much he can do. Now, I believe it'll be better than 2 or 3 wins, but we actually have to see that play out. The way that he coached his team up 2 years ago, the way that he even coached his team up last year with all the injuries and all the circumstance, it's got to be better than what it was a year ago. And right now, it doesn't look like it's going to be. But I look at this team as the weak point being the roster. The players aren't good enough. And if they are, then Dable better win more games. But I'm not sold on this roster being a 8, 9, 10 win roster.
No, nobody was. That's why they were 6.5. Right. But to me, there's some inconsistency here, Sal, because if you look at Dable, and we always go back to 2022, and the roster also was fairly weak because they weren't good before that. That's why Dable and Shane were here first year. How can we do both things? How can we, elevate him for coaching up a weak roster, but then when things go south, we give him a pass? Like, it should be the same scoreboard.
Right. I think it is.
But it's not, because the results are getting worse.
Oh, it's 2 weeks in.
After starting 6-1, he's like 6-19-1.
They don't win, dude.
To everybody watching the NFL, the Giants very rarely win.
Understood. But last year, would you say that it was because of bad coaching, poor performance?
Did they look
injuries?
Ready to start the season? I don't care who the hell you are. You lose 40-0. Are you ready to go? Well, did they look ready in San Francisco? They weren't ready.
No. And they look good this year. I'm saying, against Minnesota to start. But it's 2 weeks in.
So he
righted the ship to a certain extent last year, working with a third-string quarterback, for goodness sake. And it could have even been better. They should have beaten the Jets. I mean, they had them beat in that game. Now, again, they lost the game, so it is what it is, but their record could have been a little bit better. It's 2 weeks in. It's been ugly so far in these 2 weeks. At some point, they got to start winning games. I understand that, but it's only 2 weeks. BT and Sal on the Fan. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've been a lifelong Giants fan, and when Dable got to the team, he was a polarizing effect on the team. And I feel like losing is contagious, and I think he's like losing who he is as a person and as a coach. He was playing with nothing to lose when he got here, and look how good the team did. And now he's over here under the scope, and I think it's killing him. He needs to forget about the scope and play like there's nothing to lose, because we suck. We're not going to win a lot of games, and at least the team's going to get behind you if you push it, you know what I mean? And he's not.
No, I really don't know what you mean. What does that mean when you talk about there's pressure on him? Explain yourself. Like, to me, there's always pressure as a head coach. Year one, there was pressure too. I mean, you're a new head coach. You have to show that you could be competent. And he exceeded all expectations. Yeah. Last year, there was pressure in a year where almost everything went wrong. They still found a way to win 6 games.
What I'm saying is year one, there was no pressure. The team was supposed to suck. You weren't supposed to do anything. So,
right,
the team's
not supposed to be good this year either.
Yeah, but this year he's calling the offense. He thinks his job is on the line, and he's not moving in the same sense where he came in and he said, you know what, man, we really got nothing to lose this season. We're going for it when it's 4th and 2. I'm gonna push it, and that's what the I'm telling you, I'm a fan. That's what the fans fell in love with, is that energy. And now he's not that guy anymore.
I'm not buying that.
But if he doesn't have the balls anymore, if he's either the Dable or is he the balls, which one is he? That's what I'm asking. Which one am I going to get?
What'd he say?
I didn't.
Dable or the balls?
The balls. No. And thanks for the call, Lawrence.
Oh,
yeah,
I
don't think that has. I think you're off right there. There may have been spots in year one where Dable is more aggressive than he's. It's 2 weeks into year three. Would you agree, BT, that we have to see? You're not focused on the record from last year. You're focused on more the wink stuff and whatever.
I'm focused on everything.
Because
but
6-11,
I don't gloss over the other stuff.
Fair enough. 6-11, and I just don't think the other stuff is that big of a deal.
Gotcha.
When I'm looking at Wink being the culprit, if it were somebody else other than Wink Martindale, loudmouth buffoon, then maybe I would look to blame Brian.
I mean,
Dable.
I could say if it wasn't for Wink, the Giants may have won 2 games.
Yeah. Well, whatever. They won 6 games. Oh, by the way, if Wink was so great, such a great, how come he hasn't gotten a head coaching opportunity?
I don't know that he's meant to be a head coach. I can't answer that.
And that's not Dable's problem. That's Wink's problem. And that's what if I were Dable, that's what I would tell him. Hey, Wink, that's a you problem. I'm the head coach of this team. So either listen to me or get your bleep and get out. And that's exactly what happened.
Which
good
I
for
agree
Dable.
With. You can't usurp the head coach.
That's fundamentally what he did.
I agree.
Right. Okay. So anyway, but point is, maybe Dable could handle his temperament a little bit better. Sure. All right.
Yeah.
Ultimately, he's got to win. Winning 6 games a year ago, the way that everything started and looked the way that it is, with the injuries, whether it's Thomas, whether it's whatever, I mean, with their roster, I'm not trying to sit here and have somebody take bows for a 6-1 season, but it wasn't as bad as people made it feel. Now, again, this year is 2 weeks in, and it's bad because it's 0-2. But there's a long way to go. If they win 6 or 7 games this year, which is still possible, you're telling me that that's a bad coaching job by Brian Daboll with this roster? Where people coming into the year didn't think they would win 6 or 7 games?
It's a tough answer. Well, I mean, if they were to go 7, they would go slightly over the projected Vegas total. If they go 6, they're under. So it really depends. I mean, to be literal, I would say that it depends how it looks the last month. Like, there could be a situation where the Giants win 7 games, and it's fairly galvanizing. I grant you that. There's no question about that. I could also give you a situation where they win 6 or 7, and the last month is off the rails.
Right.
And I think if it's the latter, then I think you get change.
I like that term, off the rails, because I saw Connor Hughes tweet that after the game. There seems to be this sentiment that this is going to go off the rails. If Brian Daboll is who I believe he is, there's no chance it goes off the rails. And we'll see. That's the beauty of seeing it play out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.